Follow the Money, written by Peter Corris and read by Dino Marnica. When you contacted me just now, I thought you might have been hired by one of the insurers to investigate and break the code of silence. This is all new to you.
It is. I started in at a very small scale. I thought it was just a rip-off missing person scam with a twist. The missing party apparently dead, but it seems to be growing hour by hour. How do you know as much as you do?
Sealed containers leak.
Do you have names for these other embezzlers?
A waiter cleared our table and asked if we wanted anything else.
No, Sabatini said. I mean, yes.
Sir?
Sorry, coffee. Long black, please. You, Cliff?
The same.
As the waiter left, I leaned across the table as if we had a secret. We didn't. Just a question.
What's behind it all, then? You make it sound like a conspiracy.
You said it, not me. That's why I'm talking to you and letting you buy me lunch. If Maloof's still alive and you can grab him, there are two possibilities.
A guessing game, I thought. One is that if I can grab him, we might find out what's going on. What's the other possibility?
Sabatini stroked his beard. Maloof was one of the smartest hackers and cyber fraudsters we've seen. If he's alive, he'd still be at it. This stuff's an addictive game for someone like him. All this might just be him. And remember, you said I'd get first bite.